This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, September 12. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, MP for the Salisbury constituency encourages governments to prepare to receive returning Dominicans. United Nations poised to host a major conference to raise millions of dollars in pledges for Antigua and Barbuda. And Mexico can no longer aid hurricane-struck Texas after it was impacted by a deadly earthquake in Hurricane Katia. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. Details coming up.
Just for you at Courts Optical. Get 15% off. When you bring in your prescription from any other eye care provider, we'll give you 15% off the cost of your frames and lenses. So visit us today and get 15% off. Offer valid on cash and credit purchases. Conditions apply. See in store for details. Courts Optical. Value you can see.
Are you interested in traveling the world? How about doing some home renovations? Or maybe you'd like to upgrade your business for maximum profitability? Then it sounds like you need Fast Cash. Well, Dominica, we're here for you. Come into Fast Cash to apply for your loan today. Whether you need a consumer-based or business loan, we're located at 1921 King George V Street, Rosa Dominica, and on the corner of Bay Street and Hillsborough Street, Portsmouth. Telephone 488-3278. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Q95 News has received reports of a dead body found in a house near the Kingsville bus stop this morning. The body was alleged to be that of a former male high school teacher who was said to have been mentally unstable. The cause of death is unknown at this time. Details surrounding the matter are still sketchy, but it has been confirmed that officials have since removed the body from that house. Q95 News will bring you more information on this development story in a subsequent newscast as it becomes available from the police. MP for the Salisbury constituency Hector John expects a possible mass migration of Dominicans from the countries ravaged by Hurricane Irma. John is encouraging the government of Dominica to make the necessary provisions to accommodate any such influx of Dominicans, as these individuals would most likely be persons who worked in the service sector of those devastated Caribbean countries.
You're going to have a mass migration in terms of people coming back home, because a lot of our people living in these islands, they're working in the service industry. Tourism going to be down for a few months. What this is going to be doing in the Virgin Gorda and BVIs and St. Martin, what are they going to do? They will come back home for a few months or more. Only the people doing construction will maybe get employment for the time being. Almost all the hotels have been destroyed. So what we have to, as a country, have to come together and bring all minds together and see how we can do the best to get make our people feel comfortable, and those who want to come back home, how we can get them home, and when they come back home, make them comfortable as well. Because I think during Erica, these are the people who maybe went out of the way to send the barrels and the boxes and water to the family and friends in Dominica.
Education Minister Peter Sajjah has revealed that over 40 teachers on island are qualified Caribbean Vocational Qualification CVQ assessors. He was speaking at a principal's meeting at the Fortune Hotel last week. Sajjah also noted that his ministry will partner with the Ministry of Tourism to create a CVQ tourism training program.
In fact, under our Technical Vocational Education and Training, we intend to continue increasing the offerings in CVQ, the Caribbean Vocational Qualification, which qualifies our citizens with skills that will equip them for the workforce, not only here in Dominica, but also throughout the Caribbean region. By the end of October this year, we will have about 40 teachers certified as assessors, a skill which is needed for them to deliver the program to their students. We will also see a partnership between the Dominica State College and the Dominica Hotel and Tourism Association to implement an aggressive training program in order to develop a pool of frontline employees for the hotel and restaurant sector. The Ministry of Education will also partner with the Ministry of Tourism and Urban Renewal to develop a CVQ tourism training program for that sector.
Meantime, Assistant Chief Education Officer Dr. Jeffrey Bless called on school principals to make use of the skills and talents of their teachers.
I recognize that there are many teachers whose skill sets and whose talents are underutilized within our schools. Principals conduct proper human resource inventories, ensure that we recognize the worth and the competence of our teachers, and ensure that in deployment, we maximize the resources that are available to us at schools. In going to schools, we often see teachers with tremendous skills in particular areas are not utilized. And this year, I really want the supervisor and support staff to pay close eye to maximizing deployment of teachers, both at the primary and secondary schools, to ensure that the investment that government is making in professional growth and development is put to use within our school system. I really want us to do that, because if we continue behaving as normal, we will not get the desired results that we want to achieve. We really want to change our modus of operation to ensure that we improve the sort of quality that we really want at our schools.
Relief items from Dominica will begin to be shipped off to the regional countries affected by Hurricane Irma by today, Tuesday. That's according to Minister for National Security Raybon Blackmore, who has been appointed the chairman of Cabinet Subcommittee to coordinate Dominica's relief response. Government, in collaboration of the Office of Disaster Management and the Dominica Export-Import Agency, DEXIA, is in the process of mobilizing relief items to ship to sister islands Antigua and Barbuda, Anguilla, St. Martin and the British Virgin Islands, and to the large number of Dominicans residing in these countries. The government says it solicited support from private sector associations in donating items which will be distributed to those islands. Blackmore spoke to the matter at a press conference on Monday.
First of all, we're going to start to try to touch the lives of our friends in St. Martin, Anguilla and Tutula. And what is mostly needed now in terms of relief items, water and dry goods. So we're moving with quick dispatch to transport two containers of dry goods and water. These are 20-foot containers to St. Martin and one 20-foot container to Anguilla and Tutula. We're hoping to contract our boat owners from the second town of Portsmouth. Already, Greg Thomas, I want to commend him for his efforts so far, has established contact with the boat owners, who actually all came to a meeting last week and demonstrated their commitment to assist. So we're hoping to start, not hoping, we will start to transport those most needed items to our brothers and sisters in St. Martin, Tutula, and Anguilla.
Meantime, disaster risk management consultant Cecil Schillenford says an appeal fund has also been established at the National Bank of Dominica.
The appeal fund that we are establishing so that the ordinary Dominicans, the private sector, those same organizations, and other people, friends of Dominica, even overseas, can also contribute. The Government of Dominica Hurricane Irma Relief Fund, which has been established at the National Bank of Dominica. The account number is 615-000-493. As we move forward, we'll also look at other ways we can assist the people of Dominica in providing relief to the people of the stricken area.
Still on the local scene, General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter, has dismissed allegations that the union is involved in partisan politics. Leiter addressed the matter last week while announcing that an agreement was reached with government over salary increase.
The DPSU is the organization that represents people from all disciplines, from all levels in society, gender, you name it, and that membership is in the DPSU. And therefore, I believe the DPSU has a responsibility to speak on any, and I emphasize any and every issue that affect Dominicans. The DPSU has a responsibility to its members, whether it's health issues, whether it's economic issues, whether it's education, social issues, whatever it is, That is the role of a trade union, especially a public sector union. There are certain services that this union offers to its members that no other union in the Caribbean offers to their members, in terms of medical loans, in terms of educational loans, in terms of restaurant services. I mean, you name it, and the DPSU is providing that kind of service to all its members. As a matter of fact, some unions have been telling us that they want to come down here to study what it is that we do and how we do it. A union will, from time to time, be accused of being partisan, and people will accuse you when what you say is not in their favor. So the DPSU, I can tell you, is non-partisan. We do things based on the needs of our members.
There is also a 3% salary increase for 2017-2018. The non-salary matters agreed upon include a grant of $20,000 for training, another grant of $80,000 for the union's revolving fund, and a grant of $236,000 towards the union's medical fund and health insurance. A Dominican doctor based in Cuba says, so far all reports indicate that Dominican students in Cuba are safe following the passage of Hurricane Irma. The Category 5 storm made landfall in Cuba on Friday. Dr. Rachel Andrews says, to her knowledge, all Dominican students are accounted for and they are safe.
I am located in Havana, and luckily for us, we did not receive hurricane sustained winds at my location. So most of our destruction resulted from the sea swells, which came in onto land for some 300 to 400 meters. So houses in low-lying areas got flooded significantly, and these persons had to be relocated. I spent the hurricane on call, and my hospital is pretty secure. There's a Dominican at another hospital which had to be evacuated completely because they were in a lower lying area, and they suffered a lot of loss medical equipment because of the flood.
And money transfer company Western Union is playing its part in providing relief to the victims of Hurricane Irma in Antigua and Barbuda. Manager at Western Union, Kira Thompson-Ed, says the company has waived its fees for people wishing to send money to Antigua and Barbuda to aid the victims of Hurricane Irma.
Western Union Money Transfer has effected a zero sending fee to Antigua and Barbuda, which unfortunately is the only island able to offer that service that was impacted by Hurricane Irma, effective September 9th, going through until September 15th. So all transactions being sent to Antigua and Barbuda will effect a zero sending transfer fee. Our outreach to Western Union has indicated that for now, Antigua and Barbuda service is fully functional. Therefore, the remittance of monies as Antigua would be able, their economy is fine, and they will be able to provide support to Barbudians who have been evacuated to Antigua. Relief via cash remittances can be offered. We're still working with Western Union to determine how soon we can get service operational in the other islands to see what we can do to assist in that regard.
Ed, who is also the president of the Dominica Association of Industry and Commerce, DAIC, says they will also be working closely with the Dominica Red Cross in recovery efforts.
We have a memorandum of understanding with the Dominica Red Cross, whereby our membership, any donations that we solicit, we tend to opt to work with the Dominica Red Cross as a not-for-profit, non-governmental organization to effect relief and coordinate those donations. We are working with through a public sector initiative. The government of the Commonwealth of Dominica did call private sector stakeholders to a meeting yesterday morning, and we are working on relief efforts in that regard as well to see what we can do to assist our neighbors.
In other news this afternoon, Dominica's UN ambassador, Dr. Vince Henderson, is expected to form part of a major conference in New York organized to pledge support for Antigua and Barbuda. The United Nations is looking to raise millions of dollars for Antigua and Barbuda by setting up a pledging conference set to take place later this week in New York. Observer Media's journalist Jermaine Bick-Charles says some top officials will be present at that forum.
It is hoped that Prime Minister Gaston Browne will chair the conference. Some of the top governmental heads are expected to attend, including representatives from Dominica and other OECS countries. Antigua and Barbuda's representative to the United Nations, Ambassador Walton Aubrey Webson, says major donors from both government and non-governmental organizations are being invited to the conference. He says the UN ambassadors of the region have already started to put together a resolution in the UN in order to get the conference underway. When Hurricane Irma made landfall on Antigua and Barbuda on September 6, it destroyed over 90% of homes on Barbuda. The small island is no longer habitable, and an evacuation is almost completed there. Several major donor funding agencies have already pledged financial support to Antigua and Barbuda, totaling millions of dollars.
And Mexico will no longer send the emergency aid offered to Texas after Hurricane Harvey to focus on those affected by a deadly earthquake and Hurricane Katia that struck the eastern state of Veracruz last week, the Mexican Foreign Ministry said Monday. In a statement, the ministry said the decision was taken in light of the changed circumstances in both countries and the facts that the need for help in Texas had diminished. Mexico offered to deliver aid to Texas in late August after the state was struck by Hurricane Harvey and flooding, but Mexico is now grappling with the aftermath of two natural disasters. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. MP for the Salisbury constituency encourages governments to prepare to receive returning Dominicans. United Nations poised to host a major conference to raise millions of dollars in pledges for Antigua and Barbuda. And Mexico can no longer aid hurricane-struck Texas after it was impacted by a deadly earthquake and Hurricane Katia. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. We say thanks to our sponsors. I am Kimberly Benjamin.